We're now going to begin our discussion of the famous hymn, the famous Tefillah Adon Olam. Some say that the author of the prayer is Rav Shimon ibn Gavirol, who lived in the 11th century. Others say it was Rav Hai Gaon. Some say it was Rav Shira Gaon. The Sefer Mate Moshe quotes Rav Yehuda HaChosid, who says, "Kol machaven be'ez hascholas Adon Olam shehu shir na'eh u'meshubach, muftach lo shetfilas nishmas." Whoever intends, as he begins reciting Adon Olam, that he is reciting a beautiful song and he intends to praise Hashem, is guaranteed that his prayers will be answered. The Vilna Gaon explained, why do we say Adon Olam during Tefillah Shachar, before Tefillah Shachar is? He says, "Tiknu lomar Adon Olam lifnei Tefillah Shachar, ki Tefillah Shachar Avraham tikna," because Avraham Avinu was the first one to pray in the morning. He established Tefillah Shachar, as we find in the Gemara and Brachos. And he was Shehoya Harishon Asher Kara LaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. And Avram Avinu was the first one to refer to God as Adon. And therefore, Adon Olam is, we recite before, Shacharis, to reference Avram Avinu. First time calling Hashem Avraham, and Avram establishing Tefillah Shacharis. Now this is a hymn. This is a tefillah where we express our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Essentially, the first half, the first six psukim, focus on Hashem's infinite exaltedness. And the last four psukim refer to Hashem's intimate contact with the world. Just look at the first line. Adon Olam Asher Malach. The Terem Kol Yitziriv Ra'Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. He was always the king. He always ruled. Even before anything was created. Hashem is beyond anything that we can consider great. He is beyond, he's beyond time. He's beyond space. He is the ultimate ruler, the ultimate king. And at the same time, he is beyond us. At the same time, Hashem leave Eloira. Hashem is with me and I will not be afraid. That's the last line. The exaltedness of Hashem and yet the Hashem's closeness to man is the essence of the Jewish belief in God. God is both the highest and he's also the nearest. This hymn, this tefillah, represents hopeful joy, and we'll delve into the details of this tefillah in the coming days.